6:15 here on The Keel. Aaron Keck with you this hour. We are live and local with local music, and we're joined in the studio by XOXOK. Keenan Jenkins is the leader of the band. They have their debut EP, Worthy, coming out tomorrow, Saturday the 4th. And again, they've got a concert at the station in Carrboro the following Saturday, May 11th. We've also got keyboardist Gabriel Reynolds here in the studio as well. Keenan, that was awesome, that first song. Thank you so much for being with us today. That was terrific.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So as we get started talking about the band, the album that's coming out, but I got to ask the obvious question first. XOXOK, where did the name come from? What does it mean?
Yeah, good question. A friend of mine, her name started with a K. Her name was Christian. I let her borrow a book one time, and she returned it to me with a note on it that just said, you know, thanks for letting me borrow the book, and she signed it XOXOK. Okay. And I saw that and I said, wow, that is mine now. I take that.
That's awesome.
I'm embarrassed to tell you the monikers that I went by before that, but I'm glad I finally settled on that one. I like it.
What does Christian say about this?
I don't know, actually. I mean, I'm sure she knows, but I don't know. I mean, I'm sure she knows that that's my name now. I don't know if she knows that it was her that kind of inspired.
You gotta clue her in at some point.
Yeah, maybe I will tell her. Yeah, she lives in Richmond now. Maybe next time I go play in Richmond, I'll tell that story if she's in the audience.
So how long have you been XOXOK?
That's a tough conceptual question. I guess I've really been taking this seriously and like devoting myself to it since 2015.
Okay,
I would say. But I've been playing music since I was a small child.
Yeah. And you started this up when you were at UNC in the psych program, PhD program, right?
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
How did you, okay, so as someone who's also been through the PhD program, how did you find the time to to like launch an awesome music career and also get a PhD at the same time? Because that's like a level of overachievement that I have not seen before.
Yeah, it sounds a lot more impressive than it really is when you consider that I wasn't that good at the PhD program. Or I guess I was good at it, but like I realized very quickly in my graduate school career that I didn't love what I was doing.
All right. Okay.
And that's no shade to like my professors or the program. It was a great program. The professors were all great to me, but I was waking up every day doing something that I didn't enjoy doing, and I was kind of tired of that. And as you might know, and anyone listening who's in a PhD program might know, there's a lot of unstructured free time in graduate school.
True.
Better graduate students than me would have taken that to do reading and research. I took it to make music.
Yeah. We'll see in the long run who comes out ahead. Right?
I mean, you know, I'm pretty happy now. I wake up happy with what I do, so I count that as a win.
Does the psych background inform the music, inform the lyrics and all?
Not that I know of, not consciously.
Okay.
I don't think so, but you know, maybe some of my former colleagues might tell you differently. I don't know.
Speaking with Keenan Jenkins again, XOXOK is the band. XOXOKmusic.com is the website. You got a show at the station next week, Saturday, May 11th at 8 p.m. That's in Carrboro. But the debut EP called Worthy is coming out tomorrow. Tell us about the album. Tell us about the EP.
Yeah, I've been telling people that it's taken me 28 years to make this EP. It's my first professionally recorded project. Some of these songs are very old. I mean, going back to college, and some of them are a little bit newer than that. So it's a pretty long time span of those songs in there. I don't know. I'm very, very excited about it. I mean, I think it sounds great, and that's you know, that sounds a little immodest, but I think the people that I got playing on it sounds great. It was produced wonderfully. I'm very, very, very proud of it.
Who's playing on it? Who produced it?
Where is it produced? Yeah, it's a who's who of local musicians. The drummer is Joe McPhail. He's my rock. The bassist is a guy, TJ Richardson, who will also be playing with us at the release show next Saturday.
Awesome.
Alex Thompson performed keyboards on it, and a couple of background vocalists as well, Connolly Crow and Mary Koenig,
nice,
who made it sound really great. When I released the single last week, everyone was texting me and they said, hey, that was really good. Who are those background vocalists? Like they were really focusing on them, so I'm really glad to have gotten them on it.
That's a good thing. Cool. So XOXOKmusic.com is the website. Find out more. Get the debut EP tomorrow. Let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
Yeah, this one is actually, this is probably a bad promo, but this one's not on the EP. This one's a lot newer than that. And this one's called Right On.
Take it away. Thank you.
soon. All my credentials and those heights I reach.
Awesome. It's XOXOK, and we are going to be back with Keenan and Gabriel Reynolds to wrap up this conversation. But again, XOXOKmusic.com is the website. The debut EP is Worthy. It's out tomorrow. Back with more as the Aaron Keck Show and Live and Local continues after this.